Everyone, welcome back to the 13 podcast. I'm Zoya.
I'm Michaela.
I'm Savannah.
And I'm Ella.
Today we're going to be talking about re-recordings and the Grammys. So mostly like predictions and things we're excited for. And the Grammys are tomorrow, actually. So
Sunday.
Well, the day that we publish this, it will be the day that the Grammys are, so. Yeah.
So it's tomorrow morning when this comes out. But obviously right now it's not tomorrow morning.
Yeah.
So.
I just wanted to say we're doing rotations now. So two of our members are not here today, but they will be here next week.
Yes.
Part of the reason, like normally just one of them would be missing, but they both have like stuff that they need to do, I think. I don't know. There's just like both of them can't come. So.
It's okay. One day, in a perfect world, all of us can be on at the same time.
Yeah.
It'll be fun.
Yeah. Maybe one day we'll have like an official setup. I don't know.
That would be cool.
That would.
Okay. Are you guys ready to start talking about our topic now?
Yeah. I'm so ready. Yeah. What do we want to dive into first?
I don't know. I think we should talk about the songs that we're most excited for on Fearless Taylor's version. And then we can talk about the songs we're excited for on the other albums.
Yeah. So Taylor's re-recording Fearless, obviously, most people would know that, I think most people know that she's, like, re-recording her albums, because if she wants to own them herself, she has to re-record them, for her first six albums, right? It's the first six, right?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah. So the first one putting out is Fearless, and then it says, like, Taylor's version, and it's going to be like that for all of them. So, what songs are we most excited for?
For me, I'm really excited for You Belong With Me, because that was, like, one of Taylor's first songs I ever heard, and I loved it so much. Mm. And I feel like it's going to be, like, I don't know, I'm just really excited for it, and I feel like it's just going to be, like, my childhood all over again.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The bridge of that song is crazy. Like,
yeah.
That, yeah.
I'm also excited for Breathe.
Me too. Because she has to re-record it with Colby Calais, too. Like, she has to do her vocals on it, too. So it's going to be more than just her.
I'm really excited for The Way I Loved You. Oh,
yeah. I was about to say that, too.
Because, like, driving to that song. Too.
Yeah.
There's so many.
I'm excited for The Best Day.
For me, I'm most excited for Untouchable. And I know everyone, like, when I tell them that, they're like, what do you mean Untouchable? That was a deluxe track, and it's not even that good. But I love that song so much. Like, I just don't know what it is, but I love that song.
Wait, do y'all think she'll do, like, the one from The Hunger Games? I was just looking at, like, all her songs.
That would be really cool.
What album would those go on? Safe and Sound and Eyes Open?
I was just, like, looking. Like, that would be cool if she did
Or maybe,
that.
Like, a single?
Yeah.
Does she have, like, the rights to that song, though? Or is it, like, part of, like, something?
I
feel like it might be under Hunger Games.
I watched...
wait. Whoa. Is she going to have to do I Don't Want to Live Forever?
Yeah, because that came out right before Reputation.
Oh, my goodness. Sorry. I never want to
be. No, you're good. No, I want to talk about all of them. They're so good.
Do you guys think she's going to re-record Ronin?
Oh, probably. That song is so sad.
And, like, put it on red. I literally cannot listen to that song without crying.
Me too. Like, I get through the first second, and I'm like, skip.
Especially because I have a little brother, too. And, like, the thought of anything like that happening to him, it just makes me so sad.
Yeah. I'm wondering, okay, so The Hunger Games, what year did that come out? Does anyone know?
I'm not sure.
I don't know, but the soundtrack came out in 2012, so she'll probably put them on red.
Yeah, I was watching, watching The Hunger Games the other night, and it was the first movie, and it said, like, songs, like, for, like, credits, you know, and Safe and Sound was on there, and then at the bottom, like, it said Big Machine Records. So they own the rights to it, but, like, not Safe and Sound. The Hunger Games pays them to have it in the movie.
That makes sense. So that means she would be able to re-record them because
Yeah.
Hopefully she has the rights to them now.
But, okay, yeah, but if she did that, they're not going to take the old one out of the movie and put a new one
in. Oh, yeah, no. That because so many people have it on DVD. There's no way to even do that.
Yeah, I don't think that's possible. Yeah. I don't know.
Well, I know in Star Wars they kind of, like, changed some things when they, like, on streaming services, and there's, like, super rare, like, original, like, what are they called? VCRs that have, like, the original things, and, like, George Lucas talks at the end, and he does, like, interviews and everything. So they could change it on streaming services, but then on, like, DVD it would be the same.
I have Harry Potter on Hulu and on DVD, and there's, like, the Hulu one is way different.
Really?
Like, there's there's, like, a lot of extra scenes, because I have the extended cut, but there's extra scenes.
Oh, wow. Hulu. Is there, like, different, like, I mean, like, unreleased scenes? That's really different.
Yeah, like not even at the end, like, just in the movie that aren't on the DVD. It's weird.
Yeah, So, have you guys seen the movie Valentine's Day? It had so many people in it.
I heard about it.
Really?
But I haven't seen it. I heard it was bad.
I'm going to be honest, I like a lot of people in that movie, but it wasn't really that good of a movie.
Yeah.
Basically, it just follows a bunch of couples around on Valentine's Day. Taylor and Taylor Lautner are in it. And that was, like, where they met. They met on the set of that movie. And Today Was a Fairy Tale, you know that song?
Mm-hmm.
That was in the movie, and she's re-recording that. And if you look on Fearless Taylor's version, it has Today Was a Fairy Tale on there.
Oh, wow.
So it was a movie single, but she put it on album. So I think she's going to do that for the other ones too.
That would be really cool. I hope she puts vault tracks on each album.
Oh my God. I really hope she does. If she doesn't, I'm going to throw hands.
I don't know if she has vault tracks for each album now, because obviously for 1989 she does, because that she wrote, like, well, I guess she hadn't recorded all of those, but do you think she would record songs that she wrote for the albums and didn't record originally?
Maybe. I mean, I think for her older albums, yes, because it, like, she did talk about how there were things she wanted to do earlier on in her career, but because of management and her, like, record label, she couldn't do certain things. Like, Speak Now, originally she wanted to call it Enchanted, but they told her, this isn't a fairy tale album, you can't call it Enchanted. So
can you guys still hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. It was just cutting out for a second. Mm-hmm.
Sorry, my AirPods disconnected, so I didn't know if you guys would be able to.
No, you're good.
Okay, why is it so quiet? That is upsetting me.
Yeah, the audio is kind of weird. Like, on my iPad, I couldn't hear you guys at all.
I'm going to connect my AirPods again, because I can barely hear you guys. I'm going to connect my other one.
I can hear everyone pretty good. Again. You're good. One day this will be all perfect. We'll figure something out eventually.
Yes,
but
technology. Oh my God.
What was I talking about?
What were we saying? We were saying something about
the vault songs.
Vault tracks. And okay, so I was saying originally Speak Now, she wanted to call it Enchanted, but they told her she couldn't do that.
Yeah.
They said something else.
Apple Music, and there's 6 from the vault for Fearless.
Do you think she
it's a lot of songs.
We won't know if she's doing the other ones until she, like, puts the first song from on Apple Music.
Yeah. Do you guys think she's going to re-record her Little Christmas one?
I hope so. I think she could do that later on in the year. Like, I think in November or December.
Do y'all think she's already recorded them all? Because she did Wildest Dreams. So, like...
Making
me wonder if she did the rest of them already.
I think she might have done Red too, because she had that Instagram post where she captioned it, like, not a lot going on, or I forgot what the exact words were, but
yeah, no, I know what you mean. Maybe.
Mm-hmm.
But that wasn't that about Evermore? Like, I mean, it could be related to it, but I don't know.
Well, because that was, like, what was on her t-shirt on the cover of.
No, yeah, I know.
Yeah,
I know.
Yeah, the 22 music video.
Yeah.
When was it?
I think it was.
Does anybody know?
It was a couple days, or, like, a little bit before she released Evermore, and it was hinting at the fact that she also tweeted, or she posted not a lot going on at the moment. Like, it was like a selfie in like March. And then that was the day she sent the Cardigan voice memo to Jack Antonoff. And she started working on Folklore that day. And then she posted that because she knew in her head,
oh, yeah,
probably like a lot's going to happen. Like, this is going to be a lot. And it was like just hinting it. You know?
That was probably forever more than I know every theories.
Yeah, I think she has a lot in store this year. And I think because the All Knower, do you guys know who that is?
Yeah.
Yeah, we talked about it the last time.
They said that TS10 isn't going to come for at least like another year.
I don't think so either.
I'm okay with that. I'm okay with it not coming for a year because everything we're getting this year, like, it's like a lot. I can't even.
Honestly, I am so excited because, like, I can't even, like, put it into words, but my whole childhood was, like, listening to Taylor Swift and, like,
me too.
Like, being able to, like, relive that and, like, hear all the songs again, I'm just, like, I was so excited for it. Like,
and her to like, kind of, like, I'm gonna
cry when Never Grow Up. Like,
oh my god,
same. Oh no. That's my mom's ringtone for me. Like, I was just sitting in the kitchen the other day or something, and I called her, and it started playing Never Grow Up, and I was like, whoa, come on, what is this? I didn't know if she had that for me, so it was sad.
Yeah.
I remember, like, my mom had the debut album on CD, and every time she would vacuum, she would play that, and that's, like, I think about that all the time.
You just think about vacuuming. You're like, you should have said no comes on. You're like, I want to get up, and I want to vacuum. Picture to burn. Looking at some carpets right now would be great.
Oh, my God.
One of my friends didn't, like, she had never heard Picture to Burn until I played it for her the other day. And
oh, really? Oh,
girl, that is such a good song. Yes. Like, we were going, I don't know if y'all know, but we were going to Birmingham, and I played it, and she was like, I've never heard this before, but I love this song.
Okay, I might sound really stupid right now, but where's Birmingham?
It's in Alabama.
I was like, that sounds like it's in, like, the UK.
Yeah, there is a Birmingham over there.
Oh, okay, cool. Taylor would know a lot about that, because she loves London.
You're probably thinking of Buckingham.
I remember when I was little.
Buckingham Palace.
Yeah. No, there is a Birmingham over there in England.
Oh, really? Sure. I thought it was Buckingham.
Yeah, I think.
I don't know.
Have you guys seen the tweets that, like, talk about, like, how it's going to be to re-record her songs with, like, all that she's been through? Like, the line in 15 where she says, Abigail gave everything she had to someone, to a boy that changed their mind. And how, like, relating to her divorce and everything.
Oh my god.
Like,
yeah, that's gonna be really sad.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, technically she already did it, so it's not like she has to do it, but I know what you mean. Like, because it's gonna be hearing that. I wonder if, because I remember hearing, like, years ago that she couldn't get through, it took the longest time to record 15. That was the song that took the longest because she couldn't, like, get through it without crying. So that she had to, like, take breaks and then go back in and record more. Okay. And that was before Fearless came out. Like, before she started, like, before the album was finished.
You guys know how she, like, can't, like, perform Dear John because it's so emotional for her?
Yeah.
Do you think that's going to affect her, like, re-recording it?
I mean, I definitely think, like, it's a sad song. It's still emotional for her. But I think it's also one of the cases, like I think
she's going to re-record it.
Yeah, and I think it's been so long, too. Like, with All Too Well, like, I know that came out after Dear John, and it's, like, the meaning has completely changed for her. But I do think the meaning has changed for Dear John, too. I mean, I don't know, because obviously I don't know her personally. But I do think it's been changed for her. Like, it's been out long enough that...
And obviously, she's probably heard Dear John since she, like, came out with it. She's definitely, like, probably heard it somewhere. So
She did play it on the Speak Now tour, though. Because there's videos of it.
Yeah. I don't know. I just saw this thing about her, like, not being able to perform it. So
I saw that, too.
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe it is difficult for her, because I do have songs that I've written that are, like, still, like, it's super emotional, even though it's been a long time.
You know, well, I want to talk about the album covers. I do love that she doesn't have to have her name on them. I love the Fearless album cover, the new one.
She looks so pretty in it.
She does. Yeah.
But I kind of wish that she would, like, put the album names on them.
Really?
Like, I don't know. Like, I mean, just a little bit, because with Folklore and Evermore, like, I feel like those have a certain, like, vibe to them where it looks better without it. Yeah. But I think with, like, her old ones, makes it feel, it looks kind of like it's just a picture, you know?
Yeah.
Like, I don't really know how to explain it.
No, I got you.
Oh, like, I'm so excited for what Rhett's going to look like.
I was literally just going to say that.
That's going to be insane.
So cool.
So, okay.
I think... Go ahead.
Oh, I was just going to say, like, do we want to talk about the other songs we're excited for on other albums? Or, like, do we just want to focus on Fearless today? Because we do have a lot of time left until, like, more albums come out. We're gonna have so many more podcasts.
Yeah, so maybe we can just focus on Fearless.
Okay. Yeah. I'm also excited for Welcome to New York, though. So I did hear that. I'm gonna pay attention to that.
Everyone hates that song. So, like, it's one of the hated songs, but I, like, really love that. Yeah, but they started
a TikTok trend doing the dance to it.
Yeah. I love that song so much.
I need to cry myself to sleep to that song because I wish I lived in New York so much.
Literally same. It makes me have, like, memories of, like, I took this train from, a different part of New York to New York City when I was on the train, and I was just, like, looking out the window and I was listening to that song. And whenever I listen to that song,
it just brings me back memories.
Have you guys ever been to New York?
Yes, I went.
Oh my gosh, you want to know something? My mom gave me the opportunity. We were in Baltimore once because she has cousins that live there, and we were in Baltimore, and she said, we can either go to Washington, D.C., or you can go to New York. And you want to know what I said? I said, I don't want to go to New York without my dad.
Oh my goodness, girl.
I would have gone anyway.
I went to New York 2 years ago with my mom and my aunt, and literally it was, like, the best time of my life.
I know. I went to New York, like, a couple years ago for a little, like, summer trip for, like, a week, and everyone, Ella left? Okay, we'll figure that out. I think
her phone's messing up again.
Yeah, she'll join back in. Yeah. But, I had, like, a summer trip to New York. It was a cool little vacation a couple years ago. And I tell people about it, and I'm like, that was the best trip of my life. And they're like, New York City was the best trip of your life? And I'm like, yes. Like, you don't understand. It was just the vibes there. And I know living there, might not be that great because residents there say that. But, like, just visiting is always fun and fresh. But
I would, like, sell my legs if I could live in New York.
I know,
me
too. I want
to be on Broadway when I'm older. Like, that's my dream. So I'm just, like, waiting to move to New York.
Then let's make it happen.
Wait, can you sing?
Oh, no. Not right now.
We can do another episode, just us pressuring Ella into singing. That's going to be the entire episode. Yeah,
just the whole, like, 30 to 45 minutes. We're just sitting there saying, Ella, sing.
I can play my piano, too. Like, I'll be, like, pressuring you.
Oh, perfect. That's perfect.
Last thing about my New York trip, and this sounds really creepy, and so I don't know if I want to put this out there, but I kind of want to. So we were taking this, like, we went on this bus, like, with a tour guide, you know, and we did, like, a little tour to see places they filmed, like, movies and stuff. And, and we went by the fire department that was in Ghostbusters. And he was like, oh, and right down the street here is Taylor Swift's apartment. And it was in, Tribeca. That's where it was. And so,
did you see her?
No, I didn't see her because I guess she wasn't in town. But he took us down the street and he's like, and this is the coffee shop that she's been seen at. Da, 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 da. So I took a picture of the coffee shop and, like, I got to, like, walk down her street. I don't know if it was Cornelia Street. I don't know what street her apartment is on in New York. I'm not sure which apartment's on Cornelia Street or where that is, but that was a life-changing moment for me, and I just thought I should mention it.
That's amazing. York apartment, but I've spent like so much time like on Google Maps, like trying to find like big house. I don't know why. Like just looking
at
pictures.
I would never break in or do anything to like invade her personal space or anything. It's just fun to like, you know what I mean?
Totally.
Like, I've walked down the same street as Taylor, but I'm not like stalker or creepy. So, FYI.
What do you think of? There's a couple things I want to say. What do you think of the people who go and like sit on the beach right behind her house?
That's so creepy.
I think it's creepy.
And
weird.
Yeah.
I'd probably just take a picture and leave.
I feel like it's reaching on stalkerish.
Like, if I was her, that would freak me out.
I mean, because, and there have been people, I saw some videos on TikTok of people who live in Rhode Island and, or went to visit Rhode Island. And, you know, it's fine to just drive in Rhode Island or whatever. But as soon as you like, get into her neighborhood, because it's different from her apartment in New York. In New York, like, paparazzi show up there. It's, like, fans, like, hundreds of fans go there when she's in town. But, like, in Rhode Island, that's, like, her, like, that's like a private home. It's not on a big public street. It's different. And so people have actually like gone up and like went to her security guards and tried giving them stuff. And
that's,
I mean, crazy. To like, each their own, but I just,
I think that is
just, yeah.
No, like, have you seen like the TikToks of people who live in Rhode Island, right? They live in Rhode Island.
Yeah.
I don't know, but
Rhode Island's a state, not a town.
I know that.
Sorry. I thought you were like saying you thought that was the name of the town.
Oh no.
No. I'm educated on geography. Thank you though.
But, like, okay, sassy. Come on.
Well, sorry. I just get like I know
it's because you're a Gemini.
Like, rude, but I get so okay. I get so offended when people insult my intelligence.
No, I wasn't.
Like, even if they don't mean to, I'm like, okay. But anyways, people who live in Rhode Island and they, like, are, like, near her house. And they're, like, when Taylor Swift is 10 minutes away, but I can't go see her because, like, I'm protecting her personal space. Or, like, respecting her personal space.
I like something we should praise them for. Like, no,
that's just what you should do.
I know, but, like, why would you, like, say something like that? I would just say, like, oh, like, Taylor Swift, like, you know. And
yeah.
Like, I guess, like, it is, I guess I do respect them for, like, you know, like, being the better part, the better portion of the people who live near her. But, like, at the same time, like, you don't need to just, like, put it out there like that. Like, literally no one cares.
If I was ever in Rhode Island and I, like, saw it, maybe I'd, like, take a picture. But I wouldn't, like, stay there, like, go to the beach.
I would not go sit there for, like, hours on end trying to
like,
catch a glimpse
of her. People like sit like you know how she has that like fence?
Yeah.
Like in her backyard. People will go sit like right near it and like wait for her to come outside and like that's
who's gonna
creepy.
Tell them? Who's gonna tell them that she was in London with Joe? Because I do think she spends most of her time there. I'd never ever want to speak illy of her or Joe because they are so amazing and I just that's all I'm gonna say is we love Joe and we love Taylor and at least they're happy. So,
yes. They're happy. I'm happy. So.
Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah. As long as she's happy, everything's great.
I want to talk about? There's a couple things. So, first of all, you know how in You Belong With Me, where she goes, where there's like in between like the two lines where she has that huge breath? Like, I know that she has better vocal training now, but I really hope she does that again.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah,
it's like one of my favorite things. And also when she re-records 1989 and she releases the new one, I really hope that she is centered on the album cover, because if you look at it, she's off center.
Really?
And it is like bugged me for
wait
so
I have
long.
The album yeah, literally so I have it. The album right behind me because I have all my CDs on my window, like I really hope they don't fall. That's so funny.
Yeah, I know. Like, I
remember when everyone was arguing over what color the album was, and Taylor even said herself it's blue.
No, it's not.
It's blue.
She did?
I think it was the era. The era was blue. It's like the era in general.
How is it blue, though? Like, where was the blue?
Oh, yeah.
Like, because most of the outfits she wore on tour were blue, and she, Yeah, so it was more of the era. A lot of people were like, no, but the album cover, nothing on it is blue. But in real life, the sweatshirt is blue. That's not what it's just, I guess, the filter put on it or something, or the lighting made it look more purple. But in real life, the sweatshirt is blue.
I'm never going to stop. Now that you said that, I'm never going to stop noticing that the picture's off.
Yeah, I don't know why I've never noticed that.
Like, and it's so, like, it's so much off-center, like, especially if you look at the bottom. Like,
yeah. Like the sleeve.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, wow. I don't know. Like, I just really hope she's not off-center in the new one.
Do you think she's going to wear, like, the same she's sweatshirt?
I mean, she wore a different thing for Fearless, so, I mean, someone I feel like 1989 is different.
Like Cousin Fearless, the, like, first one is supposed to be, like, she's Juliet, and in the new one, she's Romeo or something. I saw that one, too.
Yeah, I saw that, too.
I wonder if... pointed out that Fearless, in Taylor's version, she's facing the other way.
Mm-hmm.
So...
Yeah, like, do y'all think she's gonna do that
for Yeah, because what if she does that for all of them? That would be
cool. Like, for Red and, like,
but then
the
what
ones
about,
where she's, like, facing a certain way.
1989, because you can't really... I mean...
Maybe she'd be...
What if she, like, off-center?
Yeah, that's literally what I was just gonna say. I don't think she's gonna wear the same sweatshirt, because... like copyright issues, maybe they'll try to be like, it's too similar. Oh, yeah. I think she might wear something different just to be like completely safe with copyright and stuff. Yeah. Because, you know, screw Big Machine, yeah. But
I don't know. I feel like maybe she'll wear something similar, or she'll wear something that like correlates with one of the music videos from 1989.
Maybe. Wait, that's a good idea.
Like, do you guys think she's gonna do like all the music videos she did? Or like, do you think she's going to have all the same singles and everything?
What if she does, like, music videos for songs she didn't do?
Like, you're right. Okay.
Yes, because then that means we might get a Getaway Car music video.
Oh, my goodness.
Wrong. Or,
but
she might just do, like, the also, videos. I don't know.
She might. But, like, if she does do music videos for songs she didn't do before, I, like, really hope we get a Getaway Car one, because... it feels like such an injustice.
I know. I feel like that should have been one of the songs that was like promoted more.
It's
yeah,
so
I agree, and it's not even like it is a really good song. But like the reason that I want a music video so bad isn't even because of the song; it's because of the plot of the music video. Like it's the same as wanting a music video for Nobody, No Crime.
I want a music video for Nobody. Like, I have images in my head of what I think it would be like.
Whenever, if I imagine, like, a music video, I can just imagine, I don't know why, but, like, Harry Styles and Taylor Swift, like, killing someone together. And that just, like, is in my brain.
That would end, like, everything.
Yeah, totally.
I don't know why, but I imagine, like, you guys know the scene in Outer Banks where, like, what's his name? John B. and, like, the dad are, like, on the boat. I feel like it's gonna look like that. Like, I don't know why. I feel like the colors, like the color scheme will be a little different, because I imagine it being more, like, orangey and, like, brown, because obviously that's the color of the album. But I feel like it's gonna be like that for the end, and she's just gonna be, like, standing on it and, like, looking out.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Yeah.
And then, like, I can imagine, like, her, like, pulling into the driveway and seeing the truck with the tires. Like, you know? Like, I have a vision.
That'd be interesting.
Yeah.
Okay, so one thing I wanted to talk about real quick was something I saw the other day, just going back to the Grammys for a second before we dig into that. And this mentions Harry, too, because I know we were just talking about him. I saw on... Twitter and just all over social media, people are like, the Grammys, we want Taylor and Harry to interact, da, 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 da. We just want them to be friends, whatever. And I definitely think they're friends, or at least like mutuals or something.
I feel like they
behind
are
closed doors. But I saw, and Stephen Sully, you know, we love him, we all know him. He mentioned in a video on TikTok, he's like, I don't think an interaction is going to happen. And he said, hear me out, we all want it to happen, but I think if that does happen, it's gonna take away from her winning album of the year, or whatever she wins.
Also,
not to jinx
it,
knock on wood.
Now that I think about it, because of COVID, they're probably not gonna be interacting at all. Like,
Did y'all see that they're not doing the glam bot?
Oh,
thing?
I did. Wait, see that.
What's the glam bot thing? I was confused.
So it's.
It's like when they like zoom it's in
like,
or whatever.
Oh, like slow motion oh, videos of people yeah. like recording their like. Outfits.
Yeah, if you look it up, there's videos
I was so
on YouTube.
Excited for mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's okay. We'll have them another time. Maybe at the Met Gala, if they do one. Will they do a Met Gala? I don't know. Okay, what do we think Taylor is going to wear to the Grammys?
I don't know. Do y'all think she'll do a dress?
So that would be close.
I don't know. I mean,
suit.
I think it'll look good no dress. Matter what.
A suit would be so awesome.
You guys know that one dress that like people have been posting about on Instagram?
Dark, big, flowy. Like,
I think we can make it cool, but I feel like she's gonna do something that more fits the aesthetic of like,
yeah,
I don't know, like folklore
and Evermore
or
yeah,
Evermore. Yeah,
yeah.
It's been floating around on Instagram and Twitter, and okay. it's this big. It looks like it's from like a period yeah, piece, and it's beautiful, and it has gold and silver. It's not real.
I'm trying to find. Oh, I
wait,
found
I'm gonna
it.
Look
I found
up
it.
Taylor Swift dress. On
no,
Twitter.
She has a song called Dress.
I found.
So
it.
You might not get what you're looking for.
Oh,
that's literally like if like 5 years dress. Ago you looked up Harry Styles Grammy. Falling, you'd get pictures of him. But now you get his song Falling. So
wow, that's beautiful.
Oh, it's so
she
pretty.
Should wear that. Would like suit awesome. Her so well. Yeah. I'm not.
Right?
Wait, what'd you send it on?
But,
I know. The text group chat.
Wait, what the heck?
People have been like, I feel like people are getting annoyed of me talking in the
it's
texting
fine.
Group chat so
I
much.
Text- no, I like texting more than
Snapchat.
Yeah, I mean, I kind of like everything. I just, I can see the text.
Wait, I can't see y'all's.
I.
Of the dress.
Oh. Well. I mean, I can send it, like, just to you.
Can you?
Yeah, but that dress is so pretty. We should,
yeah,
if we.
I'd love to.
If
I
we do a post promoting this episode
okay.
tomorrow, we need to,
include
like, do, like, a multiple slide post and put the picture of the dress.
Yeah.
So people know what we're talking
see.
About. We need to,
yeah,
we
so
need to do that.
What
like,
we're
right
about.
After the episode comes out, if there's anything we talked
yeah.
about in the episode. That like pictures or something like we need to put the 1989 album cover in so people see that it's off center. Like,
oh yeah,
yeah.
That's gonna like
yeah
make people with I don't know aware.
Yeah, we can be like, oh, in our episode today we talk about
oh my
the re-records the 1989 album cover being off center, the Grammys, you know, what Taylor could possibly wear.
That's so pretty,
right?
Yes. Okay. Do you guys want?
I'm glad we talked about it.
Okay, you guys know that. You guys know that breath.
Yeah.
And the Last Kiss bridge. It's either right before or right after she goes. I hope the sun shines. It's a beautiful day. She goes like that. I really hope she includes that. Even though I don't. I mean,
there's so many like little
Taylor obviously
things
pays a lot of,
that I hope she
reincorporates.
Like,
yeah. Taylor pays a
like,
lot
just
of
makes
attention
the songs
to detail.
How they
yeah.
are, you know mm-hmm. what I mean.
Yeah, definitely. And she does pay a lot of attention to detail, but like I really hope that she like knows
in Change
to, like,
Change on
there.
Fearless. There's you know, after she does like a really high note or like after one of the choruses, there's like a she like does like a really deep like exhale afterwards because it was like do you know what I'm talking about? Does anyone know? If you listen to Change after we're done recording, so Change on Fearless, like listen to it. And she's like, she gets really out of breath, and then like you can hear her exhale like in the song.
Okay.
And I really want her to do that in the new version too.
Do you know like where?
I'm not sure, but I know it's after one of the choruses or after the bridge. It's after one of the big parts of the song.
I bet.
So if you just listen to it, it's like you'll hear it.
I bet she'll do like some like different breaths because even in Love Story, there were different like. Like how she
yeah she changed
yeah.
like she rearranged some of them yeah
yeah
hold on
will I get
probably
if I play the song
probably
because
not
if
for like
this
a
ends up...
second but
if you're
like if you do
okay,
the
I'm
whole
just gonna...
song you probably
if you're like all credit
I'm
to
just...
Taylor Swift I don't think you would, because this is like about.
Look up, Google it maybe it. And see what timestamp it is. And then you can play it right there. But,
okay. Hold on. Okay.
And then after that, do we want to talk about her Grammy nominations and not our quick predictions before we get off here?
Yes, that's a good idea.
Okay. So.
Are we doing just Taylor?
Just the category she's nominated in.
What do you guys think of the people saying that one of Taylor's nominations should have gone to The Weeknd instead of her because she has so many?
Here's the thing. I'm not a Weeknd fan, so I don't really know.
I do like The Weeknd, and I do like all these artists, and I think it's unfair for people to be like, The Weeknd deserved that more than Taylor. I think they both deserved it, and I think the Grammys should have done a better job including other artists and being fair and giving artists what they deserve. So I think it's wrong for people to be like, oh, Taylor doesn't deserve this, The Weeknd does. I think they both deserve it, and I'm sick of people putting other people against each other when they don't need to be against each other.
And in general, I just think the Grammys is kind of not a fair
thing. I think it's definitely,
Zayn's tweet brought so much more attention to it that a lot of people like haven't been noticing. Like, I don't know if any of y'all are Zayn fans, but like, he definitely deserves
because
the nomination.
Here's the thing. I Don't Want to Live Forever was one of the biggest songs of 2017. So why was there no nomination?
There's
been so many people that were snubbed at the Grammys, and it's honestly it's definitely rigged because, and a lot of people don't know this, but it's not voted on by the people. It's voted on by the Recording Academy.
Mm-hmm.
Like, the Kids' Choice Awards, the VMAs, you know, all these other award shows are voted on by fans and people who actually listen to the music, and they choose who's nominated as well. But, like, the Grammys, it's all so, they construct it all themselves.
Mm-hmm. They were saying, like, the Golden Globes, like all the people who decide who's getting nominated are, like, white men, and,
Yeah, it's not, like, any, like, in the people who, like, pick what songs or whatever, there's not much diversity.
Exactly, and that's the problem.
Like, it's all, like, the same group of people. They should get, like, teenagers and people who, like, listen to these songs on the daily, not just one time and then
Or what they'll do is they'll pick one person who's not white or not a male, and they'll give them a bunch of nominations and just throw them in there just to make it look like they're being inclusive.
Yeah.
And when in reality, that's not how it works. You don't just get to pick one person and, you know, like, give them a bunch of nominations to make up for it. That's not how it works.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
Yeah. I just think that, like...
Oh, I was going to say, did you find the second in Change?
No, because my computer is
I think we'll just forget about it for right now, and then I'll find the snippet of it, and I'll tomorrow morning when we post about after we upload the podcast, I'll like insert that clip in there, and I'll write the caption out too, so it sounds like clickbait, you know. Like, not clickbait, obviously, because we do talk about it. But, you know, like, making it seem interesting for people to... Making our podcast seem enticing. So people want to listen to it.
Yes.
Have you guys seen the...
You're good.
This is kind of, like, unrelated to anything we've been talking about. But have you guys seen the... I think... I have screenshots of, like... I don't know who did it, but there's this one, like, website, this one, like, news thing... That like ranked all her songs.
I don't know
if it was the one that you said, but I definitely disagreed with all of it. I think they said like the worst song was Bad Blood, and I was just like, that's not the worst song.
I'm trying to find it because I read it this summer.
Issue is with ranking her songs is you can't really rank every single one of her songs because, first of all, they're all in different genres. Different eras, different, like, time periods of her life, and obviously some songs are clearly, like, better, but the thing is, like, they're all in different genres, and that's why, like, you can't really compare her songs, like, you can't compare Welcome to New York with Should Have Said No, because, you know what I mean?
I agree. And it's all about opinion.
Like, yeah, like they're not a
different genre.
Yes. Yeah, the same.
I think it was the Rolling Stone that did it. No, this isn't the one I looked at because this one has Christmas EP.
I'm looking at Rolling Stone. I mean, it was a different
Cardigan.
Yeah,
and me. Christmas.
I'm not talking about the one from the Rolling Stone.
Yeah, it has me as I just scrolled past it. Hold on. What? 163. No.
Yeah, I mean, I definitely think there's a lot of songs that could be low or a lot of songs that could be high on people's list. But I think it's definitely based on each person. Like, I know some people that, like, they're like, you know, All Too Well. It's just, I don't personally relate to it, so.
I love All Too Well.
Me too.
Also, people can say,
a lot of people are, talking about how it's overrated.
Yeah, people
like it a lot.
People can say, oh, Welcome to New York isn't, lyrically the best song. But, for me, it has lots of memories and, stuff. And that's why.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, me, exactly.
One of my.
You know what bugs me? When people talk poorly about Gorgeous, but they don't the genius that the song is, because although it's not a very lyrically well-written song, it's not supposed to be. Like, it's supposed to sound like she's drunk and, stumbling
also,
over her words. And
also,
people don't realize
even
that.
If the song was just a basic poppy song, whatever, like me, you know? It's just a fun pop song. Who cares?
Good.
It's still... It still sells. It still sounds good. It's still fun to listen to. But she is known for her, lyrical masterpieces. Obviously, Cardigan's a lyrical masterpiece. Cardigan compared to me. You know what I mean? But they're both still great songs.
Yeah.
Me
exactly.
And everyone hates on that because it's, maybe not, lyrically the best
I dance.
Song, but it was,
I dance to me.
Growing up.
Me?
Me. Yeah.
Wait, I'm sorry. Okay.
Me isn't
it's not
bad.
I don't know why
interrupt
people
everyone
hate
real
it so
quick.
Much.
Ella just said me was her favorite song growing up.
Mean.
Oh.
Mame, I know.
Me came out 2 years ago.
No.
So.
That was like your
okay.
It's not the best song. It was my favorite song growing up.
Okay. Good.
Me too. I remember I used to listen to that in third grade every single day because there were these mangoes at school, and I was like, yeah.
I'm gonna live in a bagel city.
One day. And I would come home and listen to this song all the time.
I think we should.
Dude, I remember listening to.
No, you're good. One last thing.
Sorry, just one thing. I was thinking we should wrap up too, but I remember listening to The Best Day when I was in second grade. And and then the part where it says you wonder how your friends could be so mean or something. I don't remember the exact line, but whatever. I remember listening to that and oh, yep, I relate, I relate. And I don't even remember why I was so upset, but anyways.
I used to listen to Mean all the time because these girls were mean to me in third grade. And I thought I was so cool for just walking around and singing that song at the playground.
Okay, so before we go, real quick, let's talk about the Grammy nominations Taylor has. This year, she has 6 Grammy nominations. She's nominated for Song of the Year with Cardigan, Song of the Year for Cardigan, Pop Solo Performance with Cardigan, Pop Duo Performance with Exile with Bonnie There, Pop Vocal Album Folklore, Album of the Year, Folklore, and Best Song for Visual Media, Beautiful Ghost from Cats. Those are her nominations. So everyone's aware. She has 6 this year.
Okay. I think she is gonna... I think she's really... I hope she wins, Album of the Year or Song of the Year, because I think those she would be, really top.
Yeah, of course.
I don't think it was fair to put... What was it?
It was
Pop Something. With
Best Pop
Watermelon
album?
Sugar. And
or Best
it was not
Pop
fair to put
Solo Performer. I think it was Best.
Yeah, so she had both of those, actually. She has Pope.
It was
not Pope. The Pope. Sorry. She has Pop Vocal Album. Folklore. Pop Vocal Album. Oh, my God. I can't talk.
She has pop vocal album Folklore and pop solo performance Cardigan. So she has both of those. Pop solo performance.
In? I don't think it's fair to compare.
They're so different songs.
Okay, I don't think it's fair to compare. Pop.
I just really hope that she wins.
Yeah, me too. That's all I want.
I just really hope that she wins album of the year.
I think. Okay, so I think I want her to win at least three, so she can have you know her 13 Grammys at 31. So I think she can definitely do at least three.
Yeah. Especially, like, now, like, when she's 31,
I really want Harry
to
win. Yeah.
But you know what? This podcast isn't about Harry.
Yeah. Again.
That's true.
I definitely think for, best pop solo performance, Watermelon Sugar is going to win because it's more of, like,
it's more like a pop upbeat song.
Who said that? Michaela, was that you?
I have 20 I have 20 Harry posters in my room. I have the Fine Line CD on my wall, so I love Harry, so don't cancel me. So I was it was a joke. It was a really bad joke. So I'm sorry. That's just how the podcast ends. This podcast isn't about Harry. Bye. See you next week. Sorry about that. I was trying to be funny.
Okay, actually, does anybody else have anything else to say?
Okay, off topic. Last thing before we go, one last thing that absolutely needs to be mentioned is the Wildest Dreams re-recorded snippet that was in the Spirit Untamed trailer. Because that's the one thing we haven't mentioned yet, and it needs to be mentioned.
That. I have no idea why.
What was that? Do you think that means that 1989 is next? Do you guys think that means that
I'm sorry.
Do you guys think that means that 1989
for so long?
Next?
But there is she did a magazine shoot a long time ago and people are saying it's hinting at which albums are coming when and which months.
I don't think that's realistic. I don't know, maybe it is,
No, like, I saw that.
It just seems a little bit too far fetched, but I don't know.
Yeah. Well, cuz it was like
I saw something and it was like where she had that Apple Music interview.
Yeah, I
she
saw
picked
that.
Up her phone and
she tweeted.
Like, I didn't know I had a home
during
phone.
During the
1989 tweeted
era,
about
yeah.
that.
I love how we all see the same posts.
She thinks about these things like.
And it's so abruptly.
Okay, are we done
I think
then?
We covered everything we need to talk about. So. I know. Okay,
sorry,
well, we have to cut
like,
out at least, like, 3 minutes in the beginning, because when we're getting started,
minutes.
You know? But.
And make sure to cut out when she messed up talking about the nominations.
Actually, you don't have to, because you'll have to find that, and it's now, like, 50 minutes worth of. It's good.
Yeah, you
honestly, just leave
this.
It just. It's good. Yeah. I mess up. Everyone's human.
Okay.
Yeah, I think we're good to wrap up here.
Great.
Thank you for listening, everyone. Does anyone else want to say anything?
All
right. Yeah, follow our Instagram.
Yes.
Follow our Instagram.
It's 13 podcast 13.
Thanks for listening. Yeah, follow
our
Instagram.
Maybe we can.
Can I like link them? Can I like I think I'll put the if I can't link them in like the podcast like episode description
or
I'll
if you just
put them in our like
Google
bio
or not Google look up 13 podcast on Instagram. It's spelled out like 13 like
yeah.
Yeah.
And then it has the number.
Okay, so.
Great.
Okay.
Bye,
I think we're done here. Thank you.
Okay.
Bye.
Well, thanks for listening.